When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing David Platt and his woke plea for mass migration, which comes on the tail of a lot of news that revolving this subject. This weekend, I talked about the Pope basically saying it was a mortal sin to oppose mass immigration into the Western world. And to oppose that consciously, he said, is a grave sin, which means you fall outside of the grace of God. David Platt doesn't go quite that far, but he is a hypocrite in his support for, you know, mass migration under the guise of so-called refugees. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our efforts over on a Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description below. But also check out Winning Not Winsome, available on Amazon Kindle Edition. The paperback is coming out this month. You can pre-order that also. It is a good book. It's got 5 stars, so you love to see that. So anyway, we're going to talk about David Platt today. And this is the clip that went viral last week. And it's pretty cringy, but David Platt is very cringeworthy to listen to. Like, he is not easy to listen to. As far as megachurch pastors go, I really don't see the appeal in David Platt. I just don't. He's not appealing whatsoever if you have functioning testicles. Let's be real.
It's a problem when Christians in the United States are the most resistant to refugees in our communities. Like, we believe Acts chapter 17, God orchestrates the movement of peoples among the nations that they might be found by him. And the way God has put in so many communities where we live, people from other places in the world, even from places specifically in the world that have little to no access to the gospel, where it's hard to get to those places, God's brought people from those places to our doorsteps, right?
So the first thing I want to talk about right here is when he talks about Acts 17. Acts 17 does not say what he just said it said. It does not say that God causes a mass migration of people. It talks about God fixing the borders for a nation and stuff like that. So it's talking about borders. And it's not that God doesn't, you know, cause people to migrate and all that. But with Acts 17, just because God is ultimately the cause of all things, he's ordaining things to happen and stuff like that. I do am a strong believer in God's sovereignty. It's also worth noting that we are not just, you know, to be inactive in all these processes that go on. So that's just something to keep in mind. Like, you know, these aren't fixed forever, and we're not supposed to just do nothing as these things are happening. And that's ultimately what David Platt's saying. And then when he also talks about people coming here to hear the gospel, a lot of the people who are refugees were Christians now leaving, you know, and just leaving their countries. And that's been pretty bad for those countries. I'm largely talking about like Iraqi Christians, for instance. You know, there used to be a sizable church in Iraq. I mean, they were still a minority, but a lot of them have become refugees and come to the United States. That has left Iraq in a worse position. So Iraqis have a worse ability to hear the gospel, whereas a lot of Iraqi Christians, they have a better opportunity for sure if they don't already have it, but their country's worse off.
Right outside where we live and where we work, so let's be intentional to love them with the love of Christ, to help them amidst all the challenges they're walking through, just as a picture of doing justice and loving mercy, loving our neighbors as ourselves. And as we do that, let's share the greatest news in the world with people from the nations that God has brought to our neighborhood.
So the prevailing mentality in Big Eva seems to be open the borders so we can preach the gospel to the refugees. But that is, again, not the most biblical way to handle the situation. Matthew 28 talks about going, and David Platt's written an entire book about going. It's called Radical, and it's not a good book. So if you're surprised by David Platt being a woke liberal, he hasn't changed. David Platt has been the same guy for decades. He's been the same guy. If you read David Platt's Radical, and I have, not any different. You just started noticing that he was woke and liberal. You just started noticing these things, or you grew wise to them. You could have grown wise to them. That's just a part of sanctification. So the idea that we should just open our borders to, you know, bring the gospel to the refugees rather than going to where the refugees were and then bringing the gospel to them, it's just a little bit backwards when you look at Matthew 28, which says go and disciple the nations. Making disciples is the main verb of Matthew 28, not necessarily going. That verb is a modifier of making disciples. And making disciples is the key of Matthew 28, of the Great Commission. Make disciples. That doesn't necessarily mean we bring in refugees and, you know, to the detriment of our own nation, which will make it then harder to preach the gospel in our own nation, because we've seen what has happened in other nations when they bring in so-called refugees. Because really, let's face it, not all these refugees are really refugees. They're just people who want a free ride or a better ride than what they're currently getting. And the idea of promoting open borders, you know, because of loving your neighbor, again, there is an order of loves that needs to be kept in mind. Ordo amoris is, I believe, the Latin for that. So the idea that you're loving foreigners more than you're loving your own countrymen, that is a problem. That is outside the order of loves. And again, that scales back down even to a more familial level. So all this to say is that they think they're being so loving and kind by trying to bring in and flood the country with refugees, despite the fact that this creates a housing crisis or contributes to a housing crisis. Jobs are lost in this opportunity. There's a lot of detrimental facts when you bring in a lot of unskilled labor into the economy. There's a lot of things that happen when you do that that aren't necessarily good. And of course, the other inflationary aspects of the economy as well. But let's also talk about where David Platt lives. David Platt, he's gotten a lot of flack for living in a $1 million house, which he purchased from his church last year. So that valuation is pretty up to date. And it's in a very rich part of Northern Virginia. He lives in a very upper class community. So this is a guy who is, and it's pretty white, by the way. So this is a guy that lives in a very white upper class community. And he wants to lecture evangelicals on why they should be more welcoming to refugees that are not going to move into his neighborhood. It's hypocritical. And that is often how liberals operate. They are hypocrites. But it is also important to note, and I talk about this in Winning Not Winsome, and you should buy the book, by the way, that pointing out hypocrisy is not what drives change. We can point out that David Platt's a hypocrite all day long. It's not going to affect change. It will get clicks, but ultimately, we need to have lasting consequences for the teachings of David Platt. Radical should honestly, you know, be discarded in the ash heap of Christian history. So those are some solutions and some action items that I wanted to talk about while pointing out David Platt's rampant hypocrisy and liberalism. All right, and if you like this kind of content, do subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.